Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Karen Cortell Reisman is back. She's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, more than 12 years that she's been joining us on our show, which we really appreciate her for that. She is she works with corporate and association audiences to help them improve their productivity, to help them get their message across better. She's written the books, The Naked Truth About Giving Great Speeches, The Naked Truth About Selling. She is just a great resource for us, and the not that distant cousin of Albert Einstein, our good friend Karen Cortell Reisman. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be on your show.
Good to have you back. Hey, you know, I saw a great documentary, or I've forgotten exactly, maybe it wasn't a documentary, on Einstein about a couple of months ago. I'm trying to remember which one. Maybe it was an old one that they just recycled, but that was pretty cool learning more about his life.
He is the most iconic dead guy.
He really is, isn't he?
He's very popular for being dead.
He was an interesting character, though, wasn't he? I mean, his life was a very interesting, he had a very interesting life, never mind all the smart things he did.
He was a humanitarian. He had a great sense of humor. He was a very close friend and a gossip buddy and a longtime corresponder with my grandmother. They were cousins, mm-hmm. and then a lifelong friendship. And so, yes, one of the things I do, in addition to all my work around speaking for yourself, is I do a presentation using Einstein's personal correspondence and a message about hope, resilience, and brassieres. So I do have a more of a human angle on that great man.
Right. Well, you know, you and I haven't talked about him in a while, so I'll ask you this question. If he were in front of us right now, would he be more likely to take speaking advice from you, or would you be more likely to learn from him? What do you think in terms of communicating?
He was such a wonderful man. He was so down to earth that it would be a combination. He would learn and listen from me, and I would absolutely learn and listen
right.
from him. Which I think is one of the wisest thing we can do as business owners is we know what we're talking about, but to listen to your customer and to learn from everyone around you is a smart thing to do, and I would believe Einstein would do that today.
Would we be intimidated by him, or would he try to make us a bit to feel easier?
Oh, he would try to make things easier for you, and when my mother met him for the first time, that's exactly what he did. She was a very loud and outgoing German version of Lucille Ball, but still, in front of him, she was shut down, and he shuffles over to her with his bad pair of pants and his sweater that had holes in it.
His tie has a belt.
His no tie, no socks, and he does. He put his arm on her shoulder and he said to my mother, he said, "Relax and be yourself. I'm a normal human being."
Really?
That's exactly what he said to her. And
interesting.
She did. She calmed down. And I often talk about that, Jim, that he got it in terms of communication skills. In order to have an authentic back and forth communication, mm-hmm. you've got to allow the other person to be himself, to relax.
And we all find ourselves in our lives, we find ourselves in the Einstein role, don't we? Where we're the elder, we're the senior, we're the, you know, for whatever reason, the other person is a little bit intimidated by
intimidated.
Us.
That's
yeah.
right. And our listeners today, we're the business owners. We're the CEOs,
right.
the entrepreneurs of our businesses. and you have people working for you. You have customers and clients, and we need to remember that they're human beings just like us and that we can learn from them.
Well, and, you know, when I think about helping people not be intimidated, I think about a couple of stories. One is the old one about no man ever stood so tall as when he stooped to help a child.
Mm,
you know, so you could do, you could think of it like that. If you're an intimidating, you're not an intimidating person. You don't think you are, but maybe your role in this particular gathering or this meeting or whatever, you're the employer. See, you know, interviewing an employee.
Well, some of the nonverbal skills that one can do is be on the same side of the table,
yep,
or be the same eye level. So instead of you standing and the other person sitting, or to give that person a firm handshake and a smile, mm-hmm, and that you're a good eye contact. These are some of the nonverbal but very, very important skill sets that can make you approachable and friendly, and certainly not, don't dumb yourself down.
Right.
But be on the same level. And precious ending to that story with my mom and Einstein, he actually said, "I'm a normal person like everybody else. I like to go to the bathroom every day like everybody else." That's great.
What a sense of humor.
He had a sense of humor, and we have to remember that. Try to make everybody, you know, if you can make the next guy laugh, then they'll,
yeah,
want to listen to you more.
Well, you know, when I bring on new people to my organization, I have a few things that I say to them, and I say them really early, because some of them might make them think that I've made a judgment about them. But I tell them, I said, "I'm going to tell you this before I know you, so you know I'm not making a judgment about you."
Uh-huh.
But I won't go into all of them. But one of the things, right, I tell them is, we take our work around here very seriously, but we don't take ourselves very seriously.
Right, right. Well, that makes you very wise, and you've been in this business a very long time, and that's extremely smart. And I tell my associates and assistants that work for me somewhat the same thing. I also, they know that I respect them.
Right.
And listen to them.
Isn't respect and fun a great combination for a happy culture and a work environment and productive?
Yes.
Karen, I need your website quickly, please.
Speakforyourself.com, F-O-R.
The great and lovely Karen Cortell Reisman and I will be right back 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.